greetings to you once again, my brothers and my sisters in Christ Jesus. I greet you from the lovely island nation of Sri Lanka amidst all that takes place in the world. And I want you to know that things are not as bad as they seem. Yep. With all that takes place around you, with all that takes place in your life, something you've got to remember is that things are not as bad as they seem. All right, let me clarify a little bit, because, you know, I know that we go through situations and circumstances in life. We go through tough times, and we seemingly are surrounded by an enemy that outnumbers us and has more resource and all of that. That's what it looks like on one level. But the thing you got to remember is that you've got to see things through an eternal perspective. Look, the war was already won at the cross. The war was already won. We live in the victory that was won by Christ Jesus at the cross. It is finished. That war was finished 2,000 years ago. What we are still living in the aftermath of is God's kingdom coming, and that rock that smashed the idol, it's growing and filling the whole earth. That's what we're living in. We're living in the time of that growing and filling the whole earth. We're living in a time of the manifestation of the sons of God and the daughters of God. We're living in a time where those that are His are being shown for who they are. You know, the early church, they thought, okay, Jesus has come. Here's the king. At this time now, Lord, are you going to restore the kingdom to Israel? You know, that was the kind of question that they were asking Jesus. And He said, look, it's not for you to know the times or the seasons. Which, you know, frankly, these are the things known by the Father. But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you. This is Acts chapter 1. You know, people were so concerned, wondering, okay, now is this it? Are we going to see this external kingdom now take place? I really don't think the early church, if they were looking at stuff, would have thought that we would still be around for another couple thousand years. You know, they were expecting something to happen really quick. And you know, that, and in, actually, in eternal terms, in an eternal perspective, a lot is happening very fast, because time goes so quick, so fast. You see the rate that knowledge has increased. Do you realize that there was not a commercial application of the internet until the 80s? Yes, 1969, October, the military sent the first signal through an internet concept to, which was, you know, a lot of these concepts that start off and militarily found their way over to the commercial side and commercial application. But, you know, this stuff that's tying the world together now is actually, a lot of it is very recent. The sharing of knowledge, the ability to communicate huge amounts of information at exponential speeds, all this stuff is going so quickly, and you see it all coming together into something that was prophesied 2,000 years ago. Hello, that's incredible. I mean, think John on the Isle of Patmos. And what God was showing him in the revelation of John there. And now what we're getting to live in and live through in this time, in this day, in this age. I mean, Daniel. You know, even towards the close, the last chapter of the book of Daniel, and God even told him what the end times would be like. He said, knowledge will increase, and people will go to and fro. I mean, if you want to talk about a time in life where there is an increase of knowledge, it is right now. Not wisdom, not understanding, nope, not those two, but knowledge. Knowledge, yes. Massive global increase in knowledge. Exponential, I might add. And, but wisdom, that's a gift of God. An understanding heart is a gift of God. You know, you need to know how to apply that which comes your way. And if you don't have that application, you're in trouble. Because you can know a lot, but you don't know what to do with it. There's a lot of people in this world that know a lot, but they don't know what to do with it. You know, you want the application. The application is a gift of God, to know the seasons and the times that you live in and what to do with the seasons and the times that you're in. That is a gift of God. And we live in an amazing time right now. We live in a time of incredible change, incredible global change. And in the middle of all of that, God has allowed us to have purpose. God has allowed us to see things clearly. He's allowed you and I to have a reason for being, a reason for existing. And so when the difficulties come, the other thing you got to always remember is that things are not as bad as they seem. Because what you do see on one level is, yeah, you see all the things swirling. But also keep in mind that your eternal soul is beyond the reach of all the demonic powers that are in this world. Nothing can take you out of His hand. Nothing can take you out of the hand of God. You know, nothing can separate you from His love. You have been bought and paid for by the blood of Jesus, and nothing can separate you from the love of God. Now, what's incredible about what we live in right now is that we still can experience a lot of these trials. We still can go through a lot of different things. But in all that we go through, even though you might feel the press, even though sometimes it can be very frustrating, it can be very taxing, you want to give up. Oh, I tell you, I know what that feels like. You just want to give up. You just want to quit. You just had enough. And even in the midst of that, of just wanting to quit, wanting to be done with it all, God has a way of just breaking through for His people. But also, even if the pressure continues, even if it's unrelenting, always know that it's not as bad as it seems. You know, we've talked about the fact that it is in your praise, it is in your worship of Him that you see breakthroughs come. When you bring it before God in praise with whatever it is that you face, there is a breakthrough that comes. God just, He helps you even in how you approach a situation. You know, when you praise Him, when you thank Him, you bring confusion to the camps of the enemy. Because see, the enemy, the reason the enemy attacks you is because he feels that in doing that, he can get you to crack. If he can get you to crack, then you're going to get angry and upset, and you're going to, you know, turn your back on the things that you believe, and you might end up folding or coming over to his side. But when you don't, when you actually praise God, when you actually count it pure joy, as the scriptures say, when you face trials and tribulations of all kind, because you know that the testing of your faith builds perseverance, perseverance character, character hope, that hope does not disappoint. When you live like that, all of a sudden, it's what good is it to attack you? When somebody attacks you, you praise God. When they don't attack you, you praise God. When things are going well, you trust God. When things are not going well, you trust God. When things are up, you declare God's goodness. When things are down, you remember God's goodness. You bring to memory that which He's brought you from and that which He's taken you through. You know, it's good to keep, to write down occasionally the things that God has done in your life, and things that, prayers that He's answered, places that He's helped you. Because if you do that, you're going to remember later. Flip that open and take a read and remember what God has done for you. You know, so often people forget because they forget because of just the season they're in. And they forget the season they came through. You know, God so often brings people through so much and very quickly. And you know, hey, it's human nature, all right? But just realize that that's there, and you need to do yourself a favor and remember the goodness of God. You know, I think that's one reason why it's so nice that we have the Word. Because when you have the Scriptures, you can go back and you can read and see what He's done. See what He's done for others, and what He's done for others, He'll surely do for you. So whether it is the power that flowed through those that went before, whether it's His protection, whether it's His provision, whether it's His direction, whether it's the type of ways that God would take just the most seemingly insignificant people and raise them up to be kings and rulers. You know, just think about Moses and David. I mean, both of them were just tending some sheep. You know, I mean, David was just a kid, and Moses was doing it at 80. But that's just it. That was life. You know, but God had another plan. And He worked out that plan for them. You know, when God moves on your behalf, things change, my brothers and sisters. Things change. And so this is why, you know, you don't have to be tapped by the world system. You need the Holy Spirit to put His hand upon your life. Because if the Holy Spirit puts His hand upon your life, you're going to see the hand and the work and the wonders of God. When the Holy Spirit puts His hand upon your life, things unlock, things unfold. God comes to bear on your life situations. And He orchestrates your circumstances. He orchestrates the working of the gifts of God in you to open doors for opportunities that would not otherwise happen. You know, sometimes I think people, they get a bit scared about, you know, they wonder how they're going to do whatever. Look, it's not up to you. A big part of what we do is just showing up. He's just saying, all right, Lord God, here I am, reporting for duty. And He fights the battle. Not by might, not by power, but by My Spirit, says the Lord. God fights the battle by His Spirit. And while the world does all of its shenanigans, God, in His own way, in His own timing, works out His plan and purpose. And it's not the way the man does things. It's not the way the world does things. God has a different method. You know, just like the world is very much about fast food, God takes His time. He cooks slow. Because He would rather have something with substance. He would rather prepare somebody that is real and true. Look, Jesus' life, His actual ministry was, you know, a little more than 3 years. And in that 3 years that He ministered, He changed the entire world. So, you know, don't worry about, you know, time. Because time is, when you've turned your life over to God, time is in His hands. And the timing of the events and the affairs of your life, they're His prerogative. They're something that He will work out for you. And things can and will be, when they unfold, quite incredible, quite efficient, quite amazing. But, you know, you may have long periods of having to go through some stuff to be prepared, to be made ready. You know, God has got a way of doing that. You know, I know sometimes some of this stuff gets, it does get frustrating because, you know, we have things that are in our hearts to do. And we want to see the fulfillment of that which He's put in our heart. But at the same time, unless His Spirit does the work, we end up in human effort trying to accomplish things that, you know, it's not necessarily, it's not going to happen that way. Because see, one thing too is that God wants to get the glory for that which he does. You know, so often people, they want to glorify themselves in the works of God. I think that's one reason why, too, even with Gideon, you know, God first started off with, you know, a lot of men. I think there's like 30,000 something there. Then, you know, God said, all right, you know, let anybody go that's scared. Let anybody go that's, you know, that is afraid to fight. And they got rid of, you know, like 20,000 guys. And then, you know, then he said, okay. God said, you still got too many, Gideon. You still got too many. And he said, all right, let's go and let's separate them at the waters. And they went there to get a drink. And then whoever lapped the water like a dog, those guys ended up, you know, being separated. Whereas those that were, those that drank the water by standing up and cupping their hands, those were the ones that ended up staying part of what God was doing. That was only 300. So the rest of them were all sent home. But that 300 that was there, you know, they carried on. And the reason that God set that whole thing up like that, to take on an army that was like the sands on the seashore, was because he was glorified in that victory. They put lamps, or they put torches inside of clay jars. They went and surrounded the enemy. They broke them open, and they just saw the lights on the hills. And God caused the enemy to fall into huge confusion and fight himself, destroy himself, and run away in the middle of the night. 300 men, that's all it took. But 300 men under the direction and leadership and guidance of God. That's the thing. See, when you've got the Spirit of God leading and guiding you, you can be outmanned. You can be out-resourced. You can be outnumbered. A lot of things can be against you. But if God be for you, who can stand against you? If God be for you, who can stand against you? Nobody. Because you've got the one on your side that determines the outcome. He's the one that victory that comes through, he can win the victory with you and a butterfly. You know, you and a jug of water is all it takes. It doesn't, you know, oftentimes, and we've mentioned this before, that oftentimes what God does is he looks and sees, you know, okay, what is it that you have? Not what you don't have, but he'll ask you, what is it that you have? And whatever it is that you have in your hand, if you would turn that over to him, what you end up finding is that he ends up working out the miraculous with whatever it is that was in your hand that you turned over to him, that he works out the miraculous through that. Because anything turned over to the hand of the living God turns into something incredible. And God can do wonders with a stick or a jug of oil or a life. Doesn't matter how broken, how bruised, how insignificant you might think a life is, and that life may be yours or mine, or, you know, whatever it may be, it doesn't matter how far gone or how little or how small something might seem. Anything turned over to the hand of the living God, God can quicken it, empower it, make it something amazing. That principle is there throughout the scriptures. Throughout the scriptures, God has put that principle in place for you to see time and again. And if you understand that principle and apply it to your life will become something incredible. Because that principle involves basically saying, okay, whatever it is that you have, turn it over to Him. Turn it over to Him. Whether it's your life, whether it's your resources, whether it's your plans for the future, whether it's the time that you live in right now. You know, I can honestly say that the best years that I have had of my life, in whether it be in the natural, that those have been given over to the living God. That I've given those over and I've said, Lord God, Your will, Your way, Your plan, Your purpose, Your kingdom come, Your will be done. You do it, Father, and I'll just follow You. And by investing the very best that God gave me into His hand, He's done something with that. I still am beginning to understand more and more, you know, what that is. But He's done something with that in response to that. You know, as a young person, if you give your life over to God, you put yourself on a path for some amazing things with Him. Because one thing that He does too is anybody that gives their life over to Him is He prepares them and builds something into them to make them ready for His service. And you live an amazing life along the way. You live an adventure along the way. You experience so much along the way because His hand is at work in your life. Look, He loves His people. He loves you. And, you know, you've got to understand that it's just giving over who you are to Him. The rest is up to Him. You know, He can choose to make out of us whatever it is that He wants to make out of us. But for us, we say, okay, Lord, whatever it is that You do make out of me, I am going to, by Your will and Your grace, be that in fullness. And I'm going to trust You in what You make out of me. And I'm just going to, You show me. And those gifts and those talents, when they're applied according to His will, you see stuff happen. So, you know, rather than struggling, you know, trying to make something of yourself in this life, allow the Father to choose. Allow Him to direct you, because He knows you. He knows you better than you know yourself. He knows what it is that you need. He knows what it is that you desire. He knows the hopes and the dreams that are in your heart. He knows also the challenges and the experiences that you wouldn't choose for yourself, but you need to go through in order to be rounded out. You know, I've known there's many times that there are things that God would have us to go through that you would not want. You know, you and I would not pick it. But if we trust the One that has saved us for His own purpose, He'll lead and guide you through those things. And as He does, there is a need just to trust Him and then to praise Him when you're going through. You know, the children of Israel would have had a lot quicker trip through the desert if they would have just praised and trusted God in what He had already promised them. Because they'd seen His hand at work. And see, here's the thing. You and I have seen the hand of God at work. But we forget. We forget. We forget that He's actually done these things for us. We forget that which He's brought us from. We forget His grace and His goodness to us. And instead, we get nervous. We get anxious. You know, those emotions can come, but then don't let your mouth then run off and start saying things that you wish you didn't say. Don't let your heart be troubled. Yes, you might experience some of this depress, but don't let it trouble the core of who you are. Take it before God. Put it before Him in prayer. You know, you do need to pray about things and praise Him. Then you know, you've got to learn that. And you know, I think sometimes some people end up going through experiences over and over again unnecessarily just because of the fact that they haven't learned that key lesson. because they haven't learned it, God has to let them go through it again and again. They haven't learned to praise Him in the difficult circumstance. They haven't learned to trust Him in the difficulties. You know, if you've learned to trust Him in the difficult times, then when you face them, you know the response. You know to praise Him. If you've trusted Him in the difficult times, you know how to respond. You know that you don't need to talk to 50 people and get all of their opinions. You know you just need to talk to one. You need to close your door behind you, get away with your Father who sees what's done in secret, and pray. And ask Him for His help. Ask Him for His guidance. Ask Him to lead and guide you. Ask Him to show you the way. When you do that, you'll see His hand at work in your life. When you pray and you seek His face like that, you will see Him working on your behalf. You know, so you've got to learn how, because once you've learned how God works with you and how God works with and takes care of His people, then you start applying that to every situation that you face. You know, the goodness of God stays consistent. And then, whether it's something that is a seemingly small trial or something that's big, you'll still approach it the same way. Just like David approached the bear and the lion the same way as he did Goliath. You know, he knew that, you know, God would deliver him, deliver the enemy into his hands because he'd already seen. So he approached these enemies of God when they came and they brought railing accusation against the children of Israel and spoke against God Most High. What he did was he just said, okay, I've already been through this before, and I'm going to approach this the same way because I know that God that delivered my those that attacked me before, that He'll do it again. And you know, that if you understand the principles, if you understand the pattern of the way that He works with you, then you'll also know His faithfulness, and you'll apply His faithfulness to whatever you face. And you will have ever-increasing faith to go up against ever-increasing challenges, because you'll know the way that He'll take care of you in those things. You'll understand the way that He watches over you in the things that you face. So, you know, fret not, brothers and sisters. It's not as bad as it seems. You know, the things that people struggle with, and I know we do. I know we struggle. It's this life is full of struggle. But in whatever it is that you're facing, you got to also know and understand that God is in control, and that none of it can touch your spirit. None of the things that you face can touch your spirit, can touch the eternal reality of who you are. But there are just things that you need to go through. There are things that you have to deal with. There are things that you will have to face and encounter. And as you face them, as you encounter them, they are situations that allow for you to change your approach and not deal with things as the world deals with them, but change your approach in that you look to God, you trust Him, and you put forward your trust to Him, and you watch Him move on your behalf every time. Know that He's in control, and know that He loves you. And when you know that He loves you, you can rest. When you know that He loves you and that He's in control, you can have peace. When you know that that's the situation that you're in, you can just stop and breathe easy. Breathe easy. Trust the One that made you. And understand that He's in control. You know, with all that you face in these days and these ages that we live in right now, know that it's not as bad as it seems. I know that things are going to get rough. But that's also why you're still here. God wants His children to stand strong and shine bright, and live in the truth, be what He made them to be, and testify, be a witness amidst all that's going on in the world. Be a witness for truth and for Him. Be a witness. Be the witness that God made you to be. And He will, that light will shine, it'll shine bright in dark places and in dark situations. It will. Because He will make it shine. He will break through for you time and time and time again. And, you know, as you trust Him, as you look to Him, He's always going to show Himself faithful on your behalf. You just got to keep your eyes on Jesus. Don't ever take them off. You know, whatever's going on, keep your eyes on Him. And as you keep your eyes on Him, you're going to see Him working on your behalf. And all of that unto His glory. And with that, hey, we love you guys. God bless you. Drop us an email, faithmix@gmail.com. Say hi. You can also reach us through our Facebook page. Just search for Faith Mix, one word. You will find us there. And, hey, we love you guys. Talk to you soon. Bye.